Blog Talk Radio.
Under or through divine inspiration. We understand that the scriptures are indeed the breath of God. And so Paul wrote under the power of the Spirit about this invisible and powerful. Please note that the devil is not all powerful. Paul wrote under the power of the Spirit about this very powerful spirit being. In the Greek, the name, of course, is Diabolos. Diabolos means the one who divides. Dia and then bolos, which means to throw. So the one who divides people for no reason. This is a very important doctrine to understand, that it's the doctrine of the devil and his methods or methodias, as Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. We will take a look at that in a moment. We read that before Jesus went into his public ministry, he was cast or tossed by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted, hupo, H-U-P-O in the Greek, to be tempted under the devil. And so the language, again, is very compelling. And so we would do well to listen to the Word of God and to understand that the wilderness temptation of Jesus was unrelenting. It was relentless. What we, you and I, read about in the Synoptic Gospels, we come in on the end of that period. Those temptations that we read about happened at the end of that encounter with the devil. As believing ones, we must understand the spiritual technology that the devil uses to ensnare us. He wants to ensnare. The devil wants to get the believing community to walk in the flesh, in the sarks. Therefore, and if we would do this, then our spiritual lives, that is, our spiritual growth, would come to a halt. And so he wants to trick believing ones. Understand that the devil is a brilliant strategist. He knows our weaknesses better than you and I. After all, he has been at this a very long time. He understands human motivation. He understands our hearts. And so this is very serious spiritual information this morning. So spiritual technology is the old dark science of the devil that is still at use, that he still uses today, because it is powerful. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, Paul writes, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Now, in the verse that precedes verse 27, Paul writes, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And so there's a colon at the end of the term wrath in verse 26. And then we go to verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Now, why would Paul join these two together? What is it that Paul wants us to understand about anger and giving place to the devil? Well, in verse 26, the word for anger that Paul uses is parorgismo. And this word means to be out of one's mind with anger. It means to be beside oneself in rage. So we're talking about very serious spiritual issue. And Paul understands that when a believer is out of his mind or besides himself in rage, he understands that the devil is highly opportunistic and very opportunistic. And so a believer who allows himself or herself to have this attitude, now note, this is an attitude of rage. One who is given to rage, he says, it opens the door to the devil. And in the Greek, in verse 27, when Paul writes, and neither give place to the devil, the word place, the noun place here, in the Greek is topon, from which we get our word topology. And so, in other words, Paul is telling the believing community not to give the devil a base of operation in one's life. Anger or rage is a door that the devil will exploit to the spiritual undoing of the believing one. Now, this is very, very serious, because if the devil is allowed in one's life, to enter one's life in this manner, and to set up a base of operation, then he will begin to engineer the compromise of that believer's spiritual life. And so, understand spiritual technology. Be aware of what anger is. Anger is a demand to have one's way. And anger can create complex relational and emotional problems in the life of a believing one. Because anger is an attitude. And it is a destructive spiritual attitude. Please read the book of Proverbs. One can say terrible things with an attitude, through an attitude of anger. The Bible, and the writer to the book of Proverbs, tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Very powerful words. Persons who have had an attitude of anger or rage know this very well. In the book of James, he teaches us about the tongue. He says that the tongue is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Understand what the devil will do to our fleshly, or with our fleshly leaning, if we walk in sarks, if we walk in the flesh, what happens to us. And he talks about that in Galatians chapter 5. I want to spend a considerable amount of time in this area because of a Facebook post that I read from a believer last night. And she is a believer, and the things that were spewing forth devil exploits us, and he will continue to do so. He uses his old dark science in order to gain an advantage over the lives of believing ones. Then that the devil will let us go so far, he will let us believe that we have won in some area, and where God has not told us to go, where God has not wanted us to be. Note the state of being, verb be, to abide. Where to, Jesus said, abide in me. Abide in me. We're to be at home in his will, meno. The word for abide in Greek is meno. To it means to be at home in, to wait, to abide. When we abide in Jesus, we have fellowship with him, and his word feeds us. And then his word becomes our spiritual food. His word is our spiritual food. Our spiritual nourishment comes from the living word of the living Christ. He feeds us. He is the bread of life. And so, let me say that because we live in this postmodern world, there will, with its godless values, you walk in the flesh, there will be a temptation to walk outside of the will of God. Abiding in Christ, then our spiritual perception is cleansed and we're able to perceive what's going on around us. The globalist empire is at work, is being put together. And the book of Revelation talks about this one world monistic system that will happen, that God will allow. The divine passive is used several times in the book of Revelation. This world will be allowed to happen, and God will come. This world will, and the globalist empire will collapse due to the weight of its own autonomous values, or the word autonomous means independence, its own independence of God. It will collapse with its own values because the globalist empire, the globalist agenda is fake. It does not realize that it is the spiritual technology of the devil. You and I must be aware of spiritual technology and what the devil will bring against us as individuals. The globalists, however, do not realize that they too are under the spell of the old dark science of the devil and his rule. And they do not know. Understand that this is the devil's old game of autonomy that we read in the book of Genesis when we read about the Tower of Babel or confusion. God saw what the agenda was. He came down and confused their language. God rearranged their minds, their brain, the speech structure of their brains were changed by God. God is almighty, and God understands what goes on in the human heart. He is the heart knower. That word heart knower is one word in Greek. It is used two times in the book of Acts. Please read Psalm 90, which tells us that there are no secret sins. Secret sins out here are open scandal in heaven. We need the word of God. We need the living God. We need his word. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you on